this evening, come into his presence.
Come into his presence with thanksgiving in your heart and give him praise, and give him praise. Come into his presence with thanksgiving in your heart, your voice is raised, your voice is raised. Give glory and honor and power unto him, Jesus, the name above all names. Come into his presence with thanksgiving in your heart and give him praise, and give him praise. Come into his presence with thanksgiving in your heart, your voice is raised, your voice is raised. Give glory and honor and power unto him, Jesus, the name above all names, Jesus, the name above all names.
All right, our ushers come forward at this time. A little different service tonight, so.
Get our ushers to come on down here. Let's go ahead and have a word of prayer in a minute. We'll have a recognition of volunteers, and then we'll be doing our Vacation Bible School. Boy, we've got so many things going. Our camp memorial. <It's> a... All right, because of my lack of memory. All right. Afterglow. All right, let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll have our offering. These guys are coming forward. Father, thank you for the joy of coming together to have some fun and to celebrate tonight, for the food that we'll have afterward. Father, just bless all this for your glory and honor. Father, thank you for the privilege that we had to go to camp, and I pray that this will be a blessed time. Father, and I thank you for those who work so tirelessly around here. I pray, Lord, that you will just give us a time to honor them, and I pray that our volunteers will feel honored this evening. Now, Lord, help us to worship you by giving. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
All righty. Are you glad that we can rejoice in being glad? Amen? Amen. Let's sing a little bit more about being glad and happiness. I found happiness. I found peace of mind. I found the joy of living. Happiness.
I found happiness, I found peace of mind, I found the joy of living, perfect love sublime. I found real contentment, happy living in accord. I found happiness all the time, wonderful peace of mind, when I found the Lord. No more lonely days of pain and misery. For the door to happiness I found the key. I have found a life of love and harmony. Wondrous happiness all the time. Harmony so divine. Since I found the Lord, I've found happiness. I found peace of mind. I found the joy of living. Perfect love sublime. I found real contentment, happy living in accord. I found happiness all the time, wonderful peace of mind, when I found the Lord. I'm so happy with this brand new melody. I have found that life can be a symphony. Looking forward to that happy jubilee. Glorious symphony all the time. Melody so divine. Since I found the Lord, I found happiness. I found peace of mind. I found the joy of living. Perfect love sublime. I found real contentment, happy living in accord. I found happiness all the time, wonderful peace of mind, when I found the Lord. I found happiness all the time, wonderful peace of mind, since I found the Lord.
There's nothing worth more shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Good to hear young people sing. Good job, Bree. And we want to take some time to celebrate our volunteers. And I'm going to need some help with this tonight because I'll probably leave someone off. And I don't want anybody to get their feelings hurt. But I tried to make a list of names just before I went to camp. And I thought, I'm going to get back together, get back, type this up, you know, list out everything they did, but I never got to do that. So I've got a mixed list of names and groups, and so I might leave someone out. So be thinking about some people who volunteer. What we're thinking about, you know, we've got teachers, we've got committees, and we've got those kind of things, but I'm just trying to think about individuals mostly. We'll try to recognize all our committees and groups, but especially those individuals that volunteer above and beyond, and just that we appreciate them. But before we do, let's look at some scripture. Nehemiah chapter 4. Open your Bible with me there real quickly. Nehemiah chapter 4, and you can mark that if you want to and flip over to 1 Corinthians 15. I'm sorry, mark 1 Corinthians 15, but we're going to read Nehemiah 4. Mark both of them. We're going to read Nehemiah first, though. Okay, Nehemiah chapter 4. You know, Nehemiah, he's the leadership principles person. If you want a book on leadership, go to Nehemiah. And Nehemiah, what did he do? He built a wall, yeah. And a famous book about this book is called, by Charles Swindoll, called Hand Me Another Brick. And so anyway, this is the story. They're going to go build a wall. Israel's been destroyed. The walls are destroyed. They're laying there in rubble. Nehemiah has gone and surveyed the problem, said, we're going to rebuild this wall. And so they go to work. And that's where we're at in chapter 4. And it says in verse 1, but it so happened. When Sanballat, he's a bad guy, heard that we were rebuilding the wall, that he was furious and very indignant, and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, "What are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they complete it in a day? Will they revive the stones from the heap of rubbish, stones that are burned?" And then in verse 3, now Tobiah, another bad guy, the Ammonite, was beside him, and he said, "Whatever they build, even if a fox goes upon it, he will break down their stone wall." So we get to verse 4. "Hear, O our God." Nehemiah was real good at praying. If he needed to pray, he spent a long time in prayer. If he didn't have a long time for prayer, he just shot an arrow up to God real quick. We can do that sometimes, you know. "Hear, O our God, for we are despised. Turn their reproach on their own heads and give them as plunder to the land of the captivity. Do not cover their iniquity, and do not let their sin be blotted out from before you, for they have provoked you to anger before the builders." Here's the verse I'm getting to. "So we built the wall, and the entire wall, so we built the wall, and the entire wall was joined together up to half its height, for the people had a mind to work." Not only did they build it to half its height, but they completed it in a very brief period of time, an amazingly short period of time, and all the enemies were silenced by what they did because they had a mind to work. Churches do well when the people have a mind to work. When they don't have a mind to work, they begin to point fingers at people that they think should be working and say they should do this differently. Well, if you're pointing fingers at people that ought to be doing it and saying they should be doing it differently, then you're part of the problem, not the solution. What we need is for people to get in and get involved. And that's what we're celebrating tonight, because we have a lot of those people that get involved. We need more, but we have a lot. So we want to celebrate the ones we've got. Now, to back this up a little more, going over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. When you think of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you students of the Bible, what do you think of? That's 13. Good. But that's 13. Now we're in 15. Resurrection. Yeah. Good job. Chapter 15 is about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so we need to go there and study, apparently, and really dig into that, because that is a key chapter in all the Bible. Most of what we know about the resurrection comes from right here, a lot of it anyway. And so he spends all this time from chapter 15, verse 1, all through chapter 55, 56, 57, he's talking about the resurrection. I'm not going to read all that. I was thinking somebody's going to say, "Amen." So, now you say it. All right. So he says all this about the resurrection. All the hope we have that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. It's not just something we believe. It's a fact. It's a fact of history. Even non-believing historians record it. And so it's a fact of history that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. If that's true, what he said would happen is true as well. That is that you and I will rise from the dead, you and I who know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, that death has no hold on us. And one day we'll say, "Oh, grave, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting?" And he goes on to say the sting of death is sin and the strength of sin is the law. In verse 56 and then verse 57. "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." We have victory over death and sin and sickness and all that stuff through the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the hope we have in our own resurrection with Jesus Christ. Now, that being true, here's what he says. Verse 58. "Therefore, We have the resurrection, the hope of the resurrection. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about work, people who work, who do things behind the scenes, who do things and don't need glory for it. We have people who have taught Sunday school for years and years, people who have assisted in the nursery, people who have mowed the lawn, people who have helped in the baptistry, people who have done these things and they don't get paid, they don't get a pat on the back. Sometimes people don't even know they did it. And that's fine with them. And you know what? Those people are the salt of the earth. And let me tell you something else. Some of those people are the ones I'm going to leave off here in a minute because I don't even know they're doing it. That's how they do. They go around, they do this stuff, and nobody even realizes what all's going on. So you help me, and we're going to ask you to help with people that I leave off. But here's some people in random order. In other words, nobody's more special. It's just as I thought of them. And then sometimes I ran out the room at the bottom and wrote them at the top. So you don't know who actually came up first. So here's who I've got. Bob Rainey. Bob Rainey is always doing something up here. He's here sometimes. I show up at the church and walk through it, and it scares me. There's Bob. What are you doing? Oh, a little paperwork. How much they pay you for that, Bob? They don't pay me anything. So he has been a great help to me. Spent some time this week helping Jessica get the bulletin, the printers working. They weren't jiving with the computers, and Jessica said, forget it. They don't need a bulletin anyway. And Bob worked on it even yesterday and probably some today. I know he's in my office trying to get it tied together. So anyway, we've got people like that work tirelessly. They're not only doing that, they're working here on the work days. They're doing ministry. They're helping with the senior adults. We appreciate that. Brother Jaleel. I know Brother Jaleel does a lot of stuff. I'm not even talking about the class he teaches on Wednesday night. I'm talking about other stuff. When we go on visitation, he's there. When we do feed the homeless, he's there. When we're mowing the lawn, he's up here as some of you others are, by himself. Not that his team does it on different days, but he's sometimes up here by himself. He helps Karen with Bible school. That deserves a medal. No, I'm just kidding. They both deserve a medal. Anyway, he's just an excellent volunteer. We also have Stella Cruz. Stella's probably not here tonight. Stella, you here? Okay, Stella's not here, but she helps. She helps with it. She teaches the children. She helps them get down to where they go after Sunday school. She stays down there with them. She has helped in this. How many years has she been helping? Over 40. So, amen. So there's someone. She doesn't come up here to get glory. Some of you are going, who is that? She's a behind-the-scenes person. We've got a lot of those. And can we have an amen for that? Isn't that great? That's great. Stella, let me see. I've got Timothy Fish. You probably didn't even know all the stuff Timothy's been doing. He's been helping with the internet. He's been our webmaster. He's helped with our social media, Facebook. He's helped with all those things. Not only that, but here's what I like about Timothy. You know, I'm not the details guy. No, you didn't know that. Yeah. but you know, I've done this in a church before. We work on a constitution or we work on some document that I find, frankly, a little bit boring. I'm going, oh man, that's like hours and hours. And Timothy loves that kind of stuff. He loves that kind of stuff. He'll do the research. He'll do the work. He'll put it together. We'll go in there and look at it and make a few changes, the things we like, and he doesn't mind that. And he works tirelessly at that kind of stuff. And I appreciate him. Can we get an amen? That's awesome. All right. Not only that, but there's some others. Darren Henry. Darren Henry helps me when every time I baptize someone. He helps me get my overalls on or whatever they are. My waiters. He gets the baptistry warmed up the night before. He comes down here and mops it up when it overflows and gets messed up, or calls us and says, and gets a group together up here. He comes up here, turns the lights on, or mostly shuts them off, don't you, and locks the doors. And I appreciate that. You know why I appreciate that? Because I want to go eat. Honestly, you don't know how many pastors across the land, they spend all this time preparing their sermon. They're away from their family. They're doing all this other stuff. And then everybody leaves, and they got to go lock up. Make sure the doors are locked. Make sure everything. That takes a little while. They get home, their family's in bed. That ain't right. But I don't have to do that very often, because that guy right there is doing it. I appreciate it. I know sometimes some of the others of you do it, but he does it quite regularly, and I just want him to know I appreciate him. Brother O'Haron. Anybody ever see Brother O'Haron up here working? He's fixing lawnmowers. He's fixing vans. He's standing at the door greeting people. He's rolling tables from the back here. He's only about 63. He works harder than almost all of us. He is a good worker. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Eldon and Julie, they go together. Well, sometimes. Sometimes Julie's out on her own, you know. Amen? No. They work together, and they're a great team, and they're always helping. They have their responsibilities, but anytime I ever call on them for anything, they're always willing. I appreciate it. And one thing I like about Julie is she likes business meetings. I don't know anyone else that likes business meetings besides Julie. She helps me get my order of service and all that together, and she's a jewel. I appreciate it. Eldon is driving people home after church, before church. He works all the time, and then he comes to the church and works. So I appreciate him very much. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. There's some others. Brian Sproul, are you here tonight? Brian helps in the children's church, children's ministry. The dude loves kids. He does a tremendous job. He does it at school. He comes and does it here. He went to the kids' camp with them. He's going to try to go to our big camp next year. And so he is a blessing, a real blessing back there. And Rita Slepper, he helps her. And what a blessing that is to have those who work every Sunday in children's church. You know, most of the time you had to rotate people because they don't want to miss church. But these people don't want to miss children's church. There's something wrong up here with them, but that's okay. No. God wired them that way, and we're glad, because people serve where their gifts are, and the rest of us can serve where God's gifted us. And then I don't want to forget Brother and Miss Henry. Brother and Miss Henry, can I be real honest with you? That's true. That's true. They're the best. I want to be real honest with you. I don't like hospital visitation that much. I'm going to be real honest. If you want me to come see you in the hospital, you probably ought to tell me. Sometimes I don't even realize people are in there. I don't even realize they're in there. Brother Henry's up there at the hospital. He's going, yeah, we are up there. And they've been doing that for years. And I appreciate them. They do a lot of other things besides that. But you know what? If someone's in the hospital and they know about it, they're there. And And sometimes they go when I can't go, and I appreciate it. Sometimes they go when I don't know, and I appreciate it. Sometimes they go when I forget, and I appreciate it. But listen, if you're in a hospital and it's serious, let me know. You want me there. I'll be there. If you're at the hospital and it's serious and you see I'm not there, call me because I've forgotten or just didn't know. That happens sometimes. I appreciate Brother Jerry back there, another guy that helps, brings food, helps, goes to these things. He lets me know about these things, and I appreciate him for doing that. Brother Miss Henry, amen. You are the best, and I appreciate you. All right. Can you help me with some others? Yes, ma'am. James Smith. He works his tail off, doesn't he? I came up here one night, and it was hot, and he was out there mowing all by himself. Man, I appreciate that. That's right. Who else? Me. But they pay me. I get paid to be good. These other people are good for nothing. Couldn't resist, bro. Thanks for setting me up. Pay you later. All right. The Quisenberries, amen, amen. Always ready to help, always busy, always having a project. Good job, good job. All right? Yes, ma'am.
Well, Myers, your visitor cookie lady.
Yes, and she's inspired others. We have people dropping off cookies more than we can deliver, but that's okay. Believe me, we find something to do with those cookies. They go to good use. Okay. How about some others? Real quick. Yes, absolutely. Comes up here. Absolutely. Music. She's the best hop along we've got. She did good coming down the steps now. You're doing better. Amen. Amen. Good job. Yes.
The Turners.
Which ones? All of them? Amen. They all help, don't they? Good job. All right. Would you stand up if you're a nursery worker? If you ever work in the nursery? Volunteer? Otherwise? Yeah, I know. Didn't want to stand. Okay, stay standing. Would you remain standing if you don't mind? If you do mind, you can go ahead and sit down. How about a greeter? If you're a greeter, would you stand? Some of these that are standing are already good. If you greet, good job. All right, remain standing if you would, please. If you're a VIP volunteer, would you stand? Some of them already standing. All right, VIP volunteers. All right. If you're remain standing, please. If you're a student ministry worker or helper, would you stand? Brother Roger, I know. Some people help you. Yes, yes, yes. All right. If you're a Sunday school teacher or worker, would you stand? Sunday school teacher. Okay. If you're a musician or in the choir, would you stand? Who am I leaving off? Mowing crew. If you're on the mowing crew, I had that somewhere. If you're on the mowing crew, would you stand? If you help them with mowing. If you clean during the week, would you stand? Okay. Huh? If you're in the women's ministry, would you please stand? Okay, there's some others. If you serve on a committee, would you stand? Okay, now let's take notice of those who are sitting, and we're going to put them to work. What's that?
There's a list on the bulletin board.
Yeah. So, Awana, if you're in Awana, would you stand? If you work in Awana, good deal. If you work in some ministry of the church that we've forgotten to mention tonight, would you stand and tell us what it is? Visitation ministry. Yes, visitation ministry. Okay. Now, we've just got to get everybody else plugged in so we know who to go ask now. Thank you. And let me say a prayer for you. Father, we thank you for these volunteers, those who tirelessly work, those that we've mentioned, those that we've forgotten. Father, you know who they are. And Father, they're not doing it for this reward. They're not doing it for this reward. If they are, then they're going to lose their reward. But Father, they're doing it for a reward in heaven. They're doing it for heavenly acclaim. They're doing it because Jesus Christ shed his blood for them. They're doing it because Christ first loved them, and they're doing it because they now, because Jesus loved us, we need to love other people. And so, Father, help us to do that, and help us to have that as our motive. We pray and give you praise for all these wonderful folks as we celebrate them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Give yourself a hand. All right, at this time, I believe, is Peyton going to come and sing? Peyton's got another special. Amen. Peyton wrote this song that she's about to sing for us. So, right here.
Through the storm, you held me tight, and you made sure that I was all right. And now I know that you are Lord. Through the calm, or even when the winds are raging on, you are Lord of all. You saved my soul. You rescued me. Now I am free. You carry the cross. You shed your blood. You love me. Now I believe that you are Lord of all. 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 You walk through the valley just to raise me and put me on the mountaintop. Even though I didn't belong, you became a friend and a savior. Grant your love, Lord, it has no end. You are Lord of all. You saved my soul. You rescued me. Now I am free. You carry the cross. You shed your blood. You love me. Now I believe that you are Lord of all. 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 You love me. You adore me, you created me, now I am free. You love me, restore me. You created me, now I am free. You are Lord of all. 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 You saved my soul. You rescued me. Now I am free. You carried the cross. You shed your blood. You love me. Now I believe that you are Lord of all. You are Lord of all. You are Lord of all. You are Lord of all.
That was awesome. Does my heart good to hear a 12-year-old girl, and how old are you, Peyton? 14-year-old girl, get up here and sing praises to the Lord. Can you imagine being 12 and 14 and not being ashamed of your faith? And being willing to live that out, not just here in your comfort zone, but being willing to live it out in the world where it's uncomfortable? I know these young ladies are not ashamed of the gospel. I'm proud of them. Tonight, we're going to take a few minutes and share about camp. If I could get our campers just to come and hang out up here on the stage, would you mind sitting up here? Because I know some of them are going to want to punch that tree right there. All right, let's get that over with. Some of them are nervous, and they've already been told me that I'm not going to say anything. Okay. Kendall wants me to specifically ask those who said they weren't going to speak. She wants me to ask them specifically to speak. I won't do that. I'm not mean. But we're going to, just a second, we're going to play a video, and then I'm going to give them a chance to talk a little bit. We'll just pass the mic around and kind of summarize our camp experience. I do want you guys to know that during camp, we made our own video. But in the editing process, somehow we deleted it. So we have the camp video, and actually have to play it through Facebook. So if you give us a second to get that ready. As you can see, we had a wild and crazy time. One of the days was a superhero day. We had to dress as superheroes, and they had a competition to see who, you know, was the best superhero. Our group had three. Mackenzie was one. Veronica was one. And I was one. Captain America-ish. I put on a pair of boxers over my shorts. And I thought, surely I'm going to win this thing. But then there's this little kid standing next to me, dressed as Superman. Never work with children or animals, I've heard in Hollywood. So I'm going to pass the mic around. You guys just feel comfortable sharing. This is your family. If you would, when you talk, if you would stand and tell people your name, because they don't know some of you guys. And if you don't feel comfortable sharing, that's totally okay. But I want to encourage you to share what God did in your heart this week. You ready? All right.
I'm Peyton. A year ago at camp, a guy named Andy was preaching, and something he kept saying in almost every message that he was preaching, he said, "There is someone in the audience who is called to ministry." And for the past year, it's been tugging at my heart, like, are you called to ministry or are you not? And so for the past year, I've been praying about it, and it finally really hit me one night in worship. And it seems like every camp I go to, someone says something along the lines of, like, there's someone out here who's called to ministry. And so Wednesday night, I went to the altar and I prayed, and I was like, tell me what to do. It's up to you. It's your plan, not mine. And I was crying, and I walked over to Brother David, and I was like, can we please go talk? And we sat down, and I said, I'm ready to surrender my life to ministry. So that's something that happened at camp. And overall, we all got really close. Like, we have our youth group is family. We're all close, and we can be crazy together. And that's something I'm very thankful for. So thanks for making this camp radical.
I'm Kendall. So like Peyton, I have always like felt something towards singing, and like I've always loved to sing, and I've always wanted to do I wanted to do ministry, but I never thought that that's what God wanted. I just thought that's just my stupid little plan. So on Tuesday night, I prayed to God that he would give me a sign or tell me somehow that, like, what he wanted me to do, what his plan for me was. And then, because I never, like, felt that that was God's plan for me. I never thought too much of it. And then on Wednesday night, it was during worship, and I just felt so called to do what they were doing and sing for the Lord. And then our speaker, Sean, came up, and I really wanted to do something along those lines. And I just felt called to doing it. And it was, I don't know, I just felt like that's what I wanted to do with my life. So after worship and speaking everything, we went to church small groups. And Brother Roger was saying, if you need to talk to someone about something, or if you feel like you want to be saved or whatever, you can go grab an adult or one of the sponsors. And so it took a lot out of me because I don't like standing up in front of people. And even if everyone was saying that they weren't looking or whatever, and we're supposed to close our eyes, I just didn't feel, it was weird. But I finally got up and I was like, I have to do this. So I went to Brother David, and I told him I felt so called to doing what Sean was doing, and I felt like I wanted to teach or do what they were doing, like how they impact so many people's lives. Like Brother Roger, I'm gonna call you out. He has impacted my life a lot, and that's what I wanna do. I wanna impact kids' lives or teens' lives, and that's really what I wanted to do with my life, so I surrendered my life to ministry. Amen. But other than that, like what Peyton said, we all have grown so close. And actually, a year ago yesterday, I was saved at camp. Last year, yesterday, I kind of like woke up and I was like, it has been a whole year since I was saved. And it was really crazy. And actually, on Thursday at camp, you know, the years changed and everything. So it was the 29th on Thursday. Or no, it was 28th on Thursday, but I didn't look at the date, so I thought it was the 30th, because I was saved on the 30th last year, and so the whole day I went, and I was like, oh yeah, I was saved a year ago today, and then finally Mackenzie was like, it's the 28th. So, just a fun fact, but actually I was saved a year ago yesterday, which is pretty crazy, because it feels like it was yesterday that I was saved. But I just wanted to thank the whole group for being there, and for giving me a second family to go to, and I love all you guys, even if you are crazy and yell a lot and give me headaches on the bus, but it's okay, because I really enjoyed the whole trip, so.
I'm Kylie, and like how Kendall said, I don't like getting up in front of people, and I suffer from social anxiety. And during our Bible study group, our leader, Megan, she asked us to get up and tell our testimonies, and that was one of the things that I did. And I told everyone that I suffer from anxiety. And then Friday, right before we were about to get on the buses, Kendall came to me and said that she too suffers from anxiety. And she said that if I wanted to, I could come to her anytime and talk about it, and she's really nice, and I like her. And it helped me a lot. And also, Thursday, I got saved with Brother Roger and Brother David, and Natalie was there too. And she kept ruining the moment so much. She would get distracted by the stars. She would wipe my face of tears with her shirt. She just would not stop talking. But I don't think I could have done it without her there. And she has just been a big part of my life. And yes. So thank you all for being there with me through this trip, and I love you all.
Oh, yay. All right, so my name's Veronica. I was one of the crazy ones. Just saying. Anyways, so I've been to a lot of big, big camps, and when I went to this camp, I was just like, whoa, this is small. So then I found out, well, since it's so small, I can talk to like anyone I want, and I can see them whenever I want. Because, you know, when you're in big camps, you don't see the people that you talk to once again. So I talked to, of course, Natalie and Kylie, and they also lured in some other people that I did not know, AKA John/Max, and they were like really fun people, and I had a lot of fun. Yeah, also Michael.
My name's Ernest, and this was a real eye-opening camp experience, and I have to say the last day of worship was when he said that the world is not pretty at all. And most people, they know that, but they don't really realize it until it's finally said to them. And so I have to say that it was really fun, and we also learned not to put God in a box. Many people, it was Wednesday, I believe, they realized that they were putting God in a box, and everybody here has done it once, or has done it, and you realize that God cannot be managed, and you are the one to be managed.
Amen. My name is Jimmy, and it was definitely really fun at camp. I met a lot of cool people, and I definitely learned a lesson not to put God in a box, because I've been doing that for a long time now. This camp definitely pulled me closer to God, and every year I go, it's a life changer. So, yeah, I can't wait till next year.
Hi, my name is Jeff, and I'm going to say it. Riverbend was fun, but when I went to Falls Creek, it was funner. But I won't say this is less fun, but I had a good time.
You don't want to say anything?
Nope.
Okay. We had a good time. Hey, these kids are great. And they've got a heart for the Lord. And it's my prayer that that continues for a long, long time. You know, some people say, what can girls do? You know, honestly, that surrender to the ministry. I took a class at Southwestern year before last, and it was a missions class. And for a long time, single women on the mission field have been able to outwork men 3 or 4 times. And so single women can do a lot, married women as well, but single women can do a tremendous amount on the mission field and ministry here as well as abroad. And so thank the Lord for those that surrendered to ministry, and for Kylie, who came to know Jesus Christ as her Savior and knows that we love her unconditionally. Right, Kylie?
Yes, sir.
Amen. All right, Brother Roger.
All right, I have to tell a funny story about Jeffrey, and then I'll go back to the serious. You're my friend, Jeffrey. He's kind of got a dry sense of humor. Is that a fair thing to say? During worship, they were trying to do some kind of skit or something, and they were having trouble with the microphones getting the sound system to work. So you could see the lady up there kind of struggling, waiting for something to happen, and I think she said, "Somebody tell a joke." So Jeffrey yells out, "Knock, knock," and immediately she looks over, you know, because she's relieved that somebody's going to help her out with this, you know. Knock, knock, and she says, "Who's there?" And Jeffrey yells, "Go home!" And she was like, "Yeah." I literally laughed out loud when he did that. She was so disappointed. I just want to say I'm really proud of you guys. That concept of not putting God in a box is something that I hope you keep with you for a long time. And I hope it's something as a church that we remember God is not somebody to be managed. We can't put him in a box and put him on a shelf and just take him out and use him whenever we want. This week I've learned that these young men and young women have a desire for the presence of God in their lives. I've seen it, and they've told me, "We want more of Jesus." From a youth pastor to parents and grandparents, I want to encourage you to give them more Jesus. Give them more Jesus. I want you to take a look at... Please, I'm not criticizing. I understand the demands of the world around us. I want to encourage you to look at your schedules. Begin to cut out things from your life that's hindering them from having more Jesus. It doesn't have to be at South Park Baptist Church. Wherever they can get in the Word and experience God's presence. That's what they want. That's what they've told me they've wanted. Give them Jesus. Thank you, guys. Thank you, church, for being such a generous church and sponsoring us on this trip. We could not have afforded it without your kindness. So thank you very much. Eternal dividends are here before you. We've said that our student ministry is trying to be this gospel advancing ministry. I'm one person. You know, I can lead several people to the Lord. But over the course of this last year, we've had four young ladies say, I want to do ministry. So this one has multiplied into four more. And I pray that we continue to multiply. Can you imagine if we put all of those young ladies and young men, hopefully, to work sharing the gospel? What kind of evangelism impact we can have? Pray that that would continue. Isn't it awesome to be part of a church who loves to get together and laugh and celebrate the goodness of God in our lives? Man, I'm so happy to be part of South Park Baptist Church. Thank you once again.
Amen. You can go sit down if you want to, or you can stay there. We're about to dismiss anyway. All right. Hey, we're going to dismiss. We're going to go have finger food in the back. You're welcome to stay with us and eat, celebrate. And Karen, is there anything you want to say about Vacation Bible School before we dismiss tonight?
No, it's tomorrow. That's all.
All right, it's tomorrow. Don't forget. What time are we supposed to be here? 5:30? 5:30, the workers. Okay. Okay, we're going to be doing the adult Bible study back in the choir room. The adult Bible study will be in English and Spanish, and so anybody can come. Love to have you. Tell somebody else about it if you know anyone that might benefit by this. So, starts at 6:30. So we'll start at this. Vacation Bible is 6 through 8:30. The Spanish the bilingual Bible study will begin 30 minutes later and end 30 minutes before it's over. So they can be part of the beginning and closing. Okay? All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll be dismissed for our fellowship time. I'm gonna ask Brother O'Brien. Where's he at? One of our faithful workers. Would you lead us in a word of prayer, please, sir? O'Haron. I said O'Brien. Oh, boy. Brother O'Haron. One of those Irish names. I'm sorry.